The latest study out comparing marathons across the country and the globe has found that Hawaii has the slowest running times of 6 hours and 16 minutes. Florida and Alaska join us at the bottom of the list. Run Repeat shared the data of the worldwide marathon statistics that were released yesterday. The average age of a Honolulu Marathon runner is 42 years old. We talked to Jim Barahal, CEO of the Honolulu Marathon, this morning about the trends.
The more competitive marathons, shall we say, or historically, the marathons that have been around a long time, Boston, New York, Chicago, the very competitive marathons really around the world have all been either in the fall or the spring. If you count London, Berlin, all of these marathons are all either in the fall or the spring. And the reason for that is to try to capture ideal weather for running your fastest marathon. And so the ideal temperature is probably somewhere around 50 degrees Fahrenheit. So the Honolulu Marathon, by being in December and being in a tropical area, is already an outlier and has always been that way, because you'll never get the ideal temperature to run a fast marathon. You put all that together, kind of the laid-back Hawaii, warmer weather, and no time limit, and lots of first-time marathoners, especially from Japan, and the average time will be slower than any other marathon.
Right, but you folks also clocked the fastest times in the U.S., correct, recently?
Yes, in 2016 and 2017, our men's winner, Lawrence Tirono, actually had the fastest time in the United States. His winning time here was faster than the winning time in Boston, New York, and Chicago for those 2 years. A bit of an anomaly, but still amazing. Tirono was clearly somebody who broke through in Honolulu, and last year he won the Boston Marathon. So he's clearly a guy that's possibly, you know, the number two marathoner in the world. And our women's time, both those years, was the second fastest time in the United States. And that was a lady named Bridget Koske from Kenya, who subsequently has won the Chicago Marathon and is probably the number one female marathoner in the world. So we do get the great runners as well. But I think the heart and soul of the race is the person out there just trying to achieve their goal, whatever it is. And we have a pretty broad canvas in which you can paint your own marathon accomplishment on there. Last year, our last finisher was over 18 hours, and he was a 88-year-old gentleman from Japan. So it's open for everybody. We let everybody define what they're trying to accomplish out there. Sometimes it's real slow, and sometimes it's real fast. So it's really fun.
Now, the Honolulu Marathon, it was always regarded as the people's race. It was started as a race for every man.
Right. And I think that's a no time limit philosophy. And if you think about it, if you traveled around a marathon and there's a time limit, and a race like New York would have a 7-hour time limit, Boston, I think, is 6 hours, you don't want to travel somewhere and then either get taken off the course or not be listed as an official finisher. So for somebody who is not sure if they can even finish the marathon, and quite frankly, that's most people who have never run a marathon, your first marathon, unless you're a world-class runner, your thought is, I just want to finish. But I think it takes a lot of pressure off knowing that, you know, whatever happens out there, if you're having a bad day or you cramp up or, you know, you have to start walking, whatever happens out there, if you can hang in there, you'll finish and you get your finisher shirt and you get your medal and you'll be listed as an official finisher. So I love that part of it. I love the no time limit. The city has been great in working with us to allow us to be out on the road so that we do start closing the roads. And we do stay out there for the last finisher. It's actually a very inspirational and moving little ceremony when the last finisher comes across.
It really is. I mean, I recall my first marathon and, you know, as you're coming down on Kalani on the Ole Highway, and then you see the fastest runner, you know, and everybody's cheering him on. And then I remember coming back toward the finish line, and there was the last, you know, runner or walker. But it is, you kind of get, you know, the speed demons and the pokey papas, you know, at the very end.
Yeah. But I think everybody feels the same. I've always felt that way, even from my own running career. I feel that everybody is going at the limit of their ability on that day, their aerobic threshold, as it were, whether that's running sub 5 minutes a mile or walking 20 minutes a mile. I think everybody's doing the best they can. So oddly, it feels the same for everybody. I know from my own running experiences, my best races, my fastest times are often the easiest for me. I felt the best. So I never think just because somebody's going slower that it's somehow easier for them. Actually, I think it's quite a bit harder.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's very difficult to be out there for 10, 12 hours.
Oh, yes, so, it is. And I think just the encouragement that everybody gets, whether you're the fastest or the slowest, it really is the spirit, the Aloha spirit, right? But maybe more so here, I don't know. Again, there's always the encouragement for people doing their, you know, their personal goals, trying to obtain their personal goals. But it's a fun race, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people tell me. I know from my own experiences running the marathon a long time ago, you know, it's tough stuff. So I'm always amazed at the thousands of people that come out every year and the great spirit out there, and they do seem to have a good time. But I think it's that sense of accomplishment. I think most people at some point when they do a marathon at whatever speed have that moment of truth out there where they're wondering if they're going to finish. And I think you learn a lot about yourself when you do the marathon. You do go through some changes over the course of however many hours it takes you to finish. And I think when you do finish that marathon, it gives you a great sense of accomplishment. It gives you confidence in life, not only for fitness and sports stuff, but in every aspect of your life. I think it's a great thing.
Well, the images are burned in my brain are, the group of Japanese girls that are stopping at the curbside to reapply mascara. Just lots of good fun.
Yeah, it's very different. Honolulu is very different. It's a great place for people to run their first marathon. And in many cases, especially our runners from Japan, it's the only marathon they're ever going to run. And obviously, since the Honolulu Marathon began back in 1973, there's literally thousands of marathons now around the country and around the world. And so for a long time, there were only elite races in Japan, maybe 200 people. And so a recreational Japanese runner or a fitness runner or somebody just wanted to do a bucket list, finish a marathon, Honolulu was really the only opportunity they had. In the last 10 years, there's now dozens of people's marathons in Japan. So it's made it a lot tougher for the Honolulu Marathon as a competitive race to attract people from Japan. But we still have managed to bring in, quite a great number. And I think that no time limit is very important. It's a unique thing, and I think it helps to keep the event really strong and special.
No, I think years ago, I think when I was interviewing you for KITV when we covered the race, I don't think you got any funding from HTA. Do you get any tourism money at all?
No, we don't get any funding. Our funding comes from our sponsors and the entry fees. And so that's how we keep going.
And so what's ahead?
What I've always said is, you find the marathon as much as the marathon finds you. I think, of course, we market and promote the event, but I think there's something, when people are ready to take on that kind of challenge, and it often happens or begins at a certain point in someone's life, often in the 20s and 30s, especially if people have played sports or they get into a lifestyle that's a little more sedentary than it was when they were younger, and the marathon is kind of sitting up there. People are really aware of it. So it's an interesting combination. I think people will always find the marathon. I do think that that'll always be there. I think as people get older, they may gravitate towards shorter distances, and we have this Start to Park 10K, which starts with the marathon. An interesting part of our course, and this is just kind of a fluke, really, is that the first 10K takes you back to Kapi'olani Park. So this Start to Park 10K now that we used to call the race day walk, has gotten quite big. I think we're going to approach 8,000 people in that. And we've noticed that a lot of local former marathoners are now signing up for this 10K instead. So we're kind of moving in a direction where we're going to have the 10K inside the marathon, and the numbers are actually going to grow. If you combine the Start to Park with the marathon, we think we're going to approach in another 3 years probably 35 to 40,000 people. So I think the event is going to grow, but it's not all going to be on the marathon side. But people still want to be a part of that. And it's hard to push the marathon, too hard, because either somebody wants to do it or they don't want to do it.
Right, and you still do the Mary Mile, too, right? So there's something for everyone.
We do the Mary Mile the day before, which is really a fun event, the 1 mile. And that's a lot of that is for friends and relatives, people that come for the marathon, and probably a lot of marathoners, too. And that's growing rapidly, especially in Japan. That event is up over 200% in Japan this year. So we're expecting about 3,000 in the mile this year. So we've evolved as the sport has evolved, and we understand that some people will move into the marathon and some people will move out of the marathon. So we want to have something, you know, for everyone who's interested in having that experience. And so it's been very exciting, and I think our growth is ahead of us, but you do make a good point that not everybody's going to run marathons their whole life, and that's okay.
We've been talking with Jim Barahal, CEO of the Honolulu Marathon. For links to the study and more, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.